Directing the Unified Voice. Hello there and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Beckham.
I do appreciate the opportunity to serve all of our men and women, not only work with them, but certainly work for them.
Dale Moore is the current Executive Vice President for the American Farm Bureau Federation. And while he's been with the organization for several years, he started his current role in September of last year.
Well, I'm very honored to be in this position and been blessed to work with a lot of great individuals, and certainly President Duvall and Vice President Vanderwall, and also the great staff team we've got. And so even though I'm not quite as involved on the policy side day to day, the advocacy side, it's pretty exciting to be part of the other divisions within American Farm Bureau and the other branches of the family and figure out how they help on the advocacy side.
As you can imagine, there's a lot to learn as the executive vice president of the largest farm organization in the country, but Moore says it's definitely a team effort.
We're in a kind of a new era where you've got to have all hands on deck on just about everything you're accomplishing. And being part of that with an animal science degree, I'm not the best accountant in the world, but getting to sit down and see where the resources that our members, our states have provided for us to operate on and help ride herd and make sure those dollars are not only wisely spent, but providing a return on investment.
Prior to his current role, Moore served as the executive director of Farm Bureau's Public Policy Department. And so he says with all the change occurring in the previous election, he's excited for Farm Bureau members to travel to Capitol Hill.
Just in a few short weeks, our states will start flying into Washington, D.C., not only to start pushing these policies forward and making it clear to Congress, but also getting to know this new Congress. We've got a Democrat majority in the House now, and that's a big change, a lot of new leadership switches going back and forth. But we also have a lot of new members of Congress. I know we've got some great new members from Tennessee coming in, so we're looking forward to getting to know them, letting them know where our Farm Bureau members have pointed us in the direction of policy, and taking advantage of their collaboration with us to achieve some real results.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Amy Beckham.